Hello friends, this is a story which is titled as If a Lizard Can, Why Can't We? And this is a true story that happened in Japan. Japanese houses normally have a hollow space between the wooden walls. In order to renovate the house, a Japanese man breaks open the wall. When tearing down the walls, he found that there was a lizard stuck there because a nail from outside has been hammered into one of its feet. He sees this, feels pity, and at the same time curious. When he checks the nail, it was nailed 5 years ago, because he then remembers that yes, 5 years ago he has put a nail there, and when the house was built. What happened? The lizard had survived in such a position for 5 years. In a dark wall partition for 5 years without moving, it's impossible and mind-boggling. Then he wondered how this lizard has survived for 5 years without moving a single inch, since its foot was impaled. So he stopped his work and observed the lizard to see what it has been doing and how it has been eating. Later, not knowing from where it came, appears another lizard with food in its mouth. Ah, he was stunned and touched deeply. For the lizard that was impaled by the nail, another lizard has been feeding it for the past 5 long years. Imagine, it has been doing that untiringly for 5 long years without giving up hope on its partner. Imagine what a small creature like lizard can do, that a creature like we human beings, blessed with a brilliant mind, can't do. Please never abandon your loved ones. Don't turn your back on people because they are in difficulty. Don't see yourself as more intelligent or the best. You may be a little bit luckier today, but life is quite uncertain and can change things tomorrow. A moment of negligence might break the very heart which loved you against all odds. Before you say something, just remember, it takes a moment to break, but an entire lifetime to make. God created space within our fingers so that we can hold hands. Be there for somebody today. Somebody will be there for you tomorrow. Love one another. Well, friends, I hope I'm able to bring in some very, very important message here. We as human beings, logical, very intelligent, we need to help each other. We need to extend our hand for people who are there in need of our help. Because only when we give, that's the time when we get. What we give is that's what we get. So try to help others as much as possible, as many times as possible, as often as possible. Because whatever you give is back, whatever you give to the universe doesn't keep anything with it. It actually gives it back. Take care of yourself. Be safe. Be healthy. Love your country. India is a beautiful country. And Jai Hind.